comment to something that you cannot afford.
Help us to come here and say we are keeping these educators, yet we cannot pay those educators.
But, I mean... I can't do that. The first question, and I know you've kind of addressed it. On the one hand, you're saying, you're acknowledging how important it is for children to learn in their own home language. On the other hand, you're saying, but the policy says this.
Yes.
Surely there should be different policies from the normal schools for dual medium schools.
Yes, this is a lesson that I have picked up, that there is a contestation between the LOLT as a policy and also the PPN as a policy. LOLT gives communities to decide on which language should be utilized for instruction.
I'm so sorry for my ignorance, but what does that stand for?
It's language of learning for teaching.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, meaning that they may do Afrikaans as a medium of instruction, but also dealing with other content issues, but using Afrikaans as a medium of instruction. That's in summary what it means. Critically for us is on how do we stabilize the policy environment, because the provisioning of resourcing is quite a bit critical for us to stabilize schools. But equally, it should not be a cut and dry kind of an arrangement that undermines the diversity nature of the South African society. So that's the argument that I was bringing. The reintroduction of the bilingual education is critical for all of us in the country, but also the reintroduction of the African languages, which also constitute a critical question for us in terms of stabilizing the policy on language.
Yes.
That's another reason that I was making an example of the Sesotho as part of the critical question that I have to answer. When you go to Aliwal North, Steinsberg, Sterkspruit, and Buckley East and all those areas of Joburg, because critically for them is on how do we preserve their culture, their language, but also advance in the development of themselves, academically and otherwise.
So, Emisi, you touched on the possibility that how you resolve the problem here at Mary Waters may be an example of how you resolve it in other areas. Can you expand a little bit on that?
Yes, because if you look to what is a problem in this Mary Waters, it's a structural problem. It's a structural problem because they have got a plethora of streams, that's one, academically. They have got also a diverse language policy imperatives. They have got African-speaking people in the same institution, conducting teaching and learning in various subjects. They've got also English as also a medium of instruction equally, which also conducting all subjects in the very same institution. It's something that is rare in the province, and it's something that is rare in the country, but equally is something that you'll find in some pockets of schools in the province, where you'll have a combination of two medium instructions in one school. So in the majority of cases, you'd find that one school has got one medium of instruction. It's either Afrikaans, or it's either English, or it's Xhosa, or whatever. But here, you have got two.
And this is something, surely, that is a good thing.
It's something that surely is a good thing that we have undermined for quite a long time, which must be looked into, especially that we are currently undergoing a process of decolonization of education as a country. appreciating that there are people that would want to do academic progression using their own original languages from where they are coming from as communities. Yes.
Thank you. May I ask you some more general questions about education in the province? Are you able to say how many unfilled administrative posts there are in schools in the Eastern Cape currently?
No, I can't give you specifics now, but I can tell you that about 3 weeks back, we were issuing a bulletin for both principals and deputy principals to fill up those vacancies, precisely because we have made an observation that not all of those posts that are vacant can be filled using the placement of the already existing teacher accesses from other schools. Because remember, you may be a principal or a teacher, but not suitable for a particular profiled vacancy that we have. So we must be a bit cautious of that. So we have done that. And also districts have been able to profile vacancies of the post-level one teachers. They have filled almost all of them through the redeployment processes that they have been doing. But again, there are vacancies that you can't fill via redeployment of educators, precisely because of the nature and character of the vacancy itself that needs a particular caliber of a teacher who possesses a particular a skill and knowledge. So those ones are the ones that I was talking about here. Hence I was saying, for example, in Mary Waters, you can get a maths teacher even tomorrow, right? But you can get only a maths teacher of English. But if you want an Afrikaans maths teacher, it means you must go an extra mile now. Possibly look it even outside of the province.
Are there difficulties involved in that, or is it something that's relatively easy to do? I mean, I assume the department works together across the...
Yes, no, it's something that we can... We usually work on it, and surely we can conclude by it by making a publication and advert outside, so that we can invite all those that are interested on that particular field. So it's not an issue. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Really appreciate it.